Heute zu Gast im Antenne 1 Star Podcast sind Tommy und Clem von der Band Only the Poets. Ja, Only the Poets sind eine Indie-Pop-Band aus Reading in England. Und vor ihrem Konzert in Stuttgart waren sie hier bei mir zu Besuch im Studio. Im Podcast sprechen wir natürlich über ihre Musik und über ihren neuen Song One More Night. Wir schauen drauf, was die Jungs dieses Jahr noch alles so vorhaben. Und wir sprechen über ein Thema, das ihnen ganz besonders am Herzen liegt: mentale Gesundheit. Ja, außerdem haben sich Only the Poets was, finde ich, total Tolles einfallen lassen, wie sie ihre Musik allen zugänglich machen wollen. Das und noch ganz, ganz viel mehr hört ihr jetzt. Hier sind Tommy und Clem von Only the Poets.
Ihr hört den Antenne 1 Star Podcast.
I'm so happy to have you, Tommy and Clem from the band Only the Poets. How's it going?
Hello.
Yeah, we're good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. We just had a fire alarm. We have to tell them. See, Only the Poets wanted to play a sweet little unplugged show for us, and then the fire alarm set off and we all had to run out of this office, and this was kind of crazy, but it was kind of cool too.
That's kind of classic poet's luck,
yeah,
to be honest, isn't it?
We bring bad luck with us. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, you just had your first show in Germany yesterday. How did it go?
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it?
It was wicked.
I think like every single time we come and tour in Germany, it's so special. And I mean, for me, like, I don't like to compare too much because every show is very special. But there was just something about the energy in the room last night on this new tour we're on that just kind of blew me away. And yeah, one of my sort of top five shows we've ever done, I think last night was. Shouts out to everyone there.
Could you try to describe what made it so special?
I think it's just like, I mean, in Germany they're always amazing, but I was really like locking into so many different individuals, and I could see everyone's like faces and just, yeah, it just was really special, like seeing how much the show meant to a lot of people, I think. Do you know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, there's something in the water, I think, for us in Germany. It every time we're here, there's kind of the reception we get is just unbelievable. And I think coming back and doing this new tour where we've got some new songs, it's a whole new set, when, you know, we're doing a whole new performance. I think, like Tom said, that you could really see how much it meant to people here. So yeah, very special.
And also, I know why this is, because Germans just have a good taste in music. It's a fact.
You do.
So tonight, Stuttgart is on your list.
Yeah.
You've played the venue before, right?
Yes, but we sold double the amount of tickets tonight.
Wow.
So we're very excited. And the venue's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's an amazing venue. How do you say it, the venue?
Witzemann.
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 I call it I'm Wiseman.
Yeah.
So English.
Like I said, it's the second time you play this venue. So did you get the chance to see a bit of the city, Stuttgart, actually?
We didn't really.
Our bus got in this morning at what, like 9 a.m. I think we got here.
Yeah.
We literally just pulled in, and then we were straight in for a shower and straight here.
Okay.
Yeah, no messing around.
So maybe later though. Maybe we'll go out and get some lunch somewhere. Yeah.
Don't be confused if you see people being dressed up in costumes. Do you know why that is?
No.
Okay. It's carnival season at the moment.
Oh.
Tomorrow is the biggest day of carnival season. So people dress up, and there's like those people walking on the streets and throwing like candies and screaming hello. Or whatever. Yeah, it's a big.
What do people dress up as? Like
whatever you want.
Oh, really?
You just can dress
anything.
Up as whatever you want. Yeah.
I wish we got the memo, because we would have brought our own costumes of some kind.
Yeah, you can still go into the city to shop yourself a costume.
Is this happening today?
It is.
As well.
It's a whole season.
Do you think people might come to our show dressed up tonight?
It could be. Oh, it could be. Yeah.
If you hadn't told us that, we would have been like, why are people dressing up?
No. It's a big thing, actually, for some people. Not everybody likes it, but a lot of people like it. And tomorrow, are you leaving tonight?
Yes, we are in Switzerland tomorrow. We're literally leaving the country tomorrow. Damn it.
Because tomorrow is the big, big, big day, and there's everybody in the city and collecting candies, and we're all also there. We have a huge car where everybody is on, and then we make a huge party.
It sounds kind of like Halloween.
Yeah.
Like you said, collecting candies and everyone's dressing up.
Yeah, but it's on the street. For Halloween, you have to go from door to door, right?
Yeah.
But you just meet in the city, and there's a huge parade going on, and it's fun.
Nice.
But if you see costumed people, don't be confused.
Don't be freaked out.
I saw that you do not have an album out yet. A rare case to go on a European tour without having an album?
Yeah,
I guess. I guess, yeah.
I think, yeah. Go on, man.
I was just going to say that we do have quite a bit of music out there, but we're currently working on this, on a new EP.
Mm-hmm.
So although it's not an album, it's kind of, I guess, half an album.
But it'll come. It'll come. Of course, I think, like, at the minute, we're just, like Clem said, we've got a lot of music out. We're planning on releasing even more. You know, by the end of the year, that there'll be an album and some more
yeah.
for people to kind of digest, but the album's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. We just want it to be really right, you know, sonically and conceptually, and just, we want to take our time and just really get it right, really. And we're very fortunate because the fans are amazing. They still come to the show, even though we don't have an album out yet. But
yeah.
I think that the music, the sort of response and reaction to the songs over the last sort of 12 months in particular has been really special.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I think you've only got one chance to do your debut album as well. Mm-hmm. So it's something you just want to make sure you absolutely nail.
Yeah.
And
true.
It's something you're really proud of. So,
true.
But it is coming. It is coming.
Yay.
Sooner.
Can't wait.
It'll come.
When is the EP coming? Do you know?
Oh, I should know this. Is it June?
I think it was June.
I want to say June the 2nd, but I could be wrong.
I think it's June
okay,
the 5th.
Okay, 5th.
Okay.
Let's trust Clem.
Probably wrong.
I'll just keep my eyes and ears open.
Around June time.
Okay.
There we go.
Will you be performing songs tonight that aren't released yet?
Yes.
Two. Or
yeah.
So... I shouldn't have said two.
No, it's fine. We can even say the names. Do you want to hear the names?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to hear the names?
Yeah.
Okay, so one's called It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one called I Don't Want to Be Your Friend.
Oh.
Very opposing song titles, actually.
Do you want to share the story behind that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's sort of all about your sort of vices and things like that. And then the other song is just another one that we wrote, sort of really just to remind people about, well, it's okay not to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very much in the title.
Looking after yourself.
Looking after yourself and looking after the people.
Your head.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mental health has always been an issue for you guys, right?
Yes.
Like writing about mental health and like...
It's always been something very important
to
us.
Yeah, I think we have a platform as artists and... You know, I think like it just, we have a song called Waking in the Dark, which is a real moment for our fans. And they've like, a lot of them say it's their sort of favorite song because it kind of speaks to them on a deep level and has helped them out. And I think when we wrote It's Okay, it felt like just natural to do another song similar, just another sort of gentle reminder to everyone. And we're really, really proud of it. It feels like a kind of like a Coldplay moment in the set.
It's like a slow grow kind of thing, isn't it? But it means a lot to us. We're very proud of it as a song, and it seems to be going down very well. So
both of them do, actually. So that's great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The two new songs seem to be the ones that people are talking about, so that's great.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think that's well used. If you're reaching so many people, that's a good issue to talk about, because it's still an issue, especially for men, not to talk about mental health issues.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, also I read that you offer fans who don't have that much money to get your tickets for less money or even for free, which I think is a beautiful thing. How did that come up?
I mean, I think music should just be accessible for everyone, you know, and I don't think it should be determined on how much somebody earns. And yeah, it's just something that we pride ourselves on, and we will always do it because we want our show to be accessible for everyone, because naturally ticket prices eventually have to go up. I won't bore you with why that is, but obviously if the shows get bigger, that's just sort of what happens due to venue costs, etc. So yeah, we just want to always make sure that we can fill the room with everyone, regardless of income, you know.
Beautiful. That's a really cool thing. I've never heard that before, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, something that we've done from the beginning, and we will continue to do.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Perfect. So we were talking about your new music, and there is one song that's called One More Night, and this is already released. Would you like to share the story behind this song with us?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, this song is all about kind of nostalgic thoughts and just looking back on like a simpler time and just wanting to go back to, like, I mean, in like, I wrote it about like my sort of teenage years and just wanting to be sort of ever present in those moments more. And I slight bit of regret there, but the song's definitely not filled with that, really. I think it's more of a, feels like more of a celebration. I think sonically we wanted it to feel like that, didn't we?
Yeah, a celebration, but a bit more sort of on the optimistic scale.
Yeah.
More like being, remembering those times, I guess, when you're younger and reminiscing and missing them, but, you know, knowing that they meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
Like Tommy said.
Yeah, I think everybody has those moments, and
that's
amazing.
That's why I think the song, we definitely, when it was written, we were all very excited about it, because we were like, well, this is going to be very, very universal for people to kind of relate to, because I'm sure everyone has those memories that they want to go back to.
Yeah.
And like, I think just with like how it sounds, I think it feels quite nostalgic and like epic. And yeah, we are very, very proud of it. And the reaction has been,
yeah, it's been amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like probably the best of a song we've ever released.
What did
in
people
this first
say?
Week. I just think we're playing it on the show, like on the tour at the minute. And it's just an unbelievable moment.
People
isn't
are
it?
Just screaming it.
Screaming
it's
it
been
already.
Out like a week.
Yeah. Right.
Just over. And I think it's became quite quickly our favourite moment of the set.
Yeah, for sure. And we named the tour after, and the EP is going to be called One More Night as well. So it felt right to do that. And I think it's just because we've got a lot of belief in that song, and I'm so glad that it's out in the world now.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah, I love the song and I want to listen to it right at this moment. So here it is, One More Night by Only the Poets. I love it. I honestly love
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
And
so
the
much.
Unplugged version was so cool.
It's nice, isn't it? Because it makes you, it's a different kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I think that, because we write a lot of the songs that way. And then you sort of build around the kind of melody and the lyrics so they can work when they're super
just
raw
strip
and stripped back. And you can almost like really feel the kind of emotion in it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And kind of a different way. So that's something we really enjoy doing that as well, the acoustic thing.
Yeah. And I also got the contrast from Unplugged to Live tonight, like with the band and the full concert.
Yeah, you got the two.
You got both versions.
You're going to be like, whoa, my ears hurt.
I'm so excited. Other question, what other artists or band inspire you?
Oh, there's a few of these.
Oh, that's a good question.
You go first, Clem.
It's a funny one. I don't really know. I guess it kind of is an influence more subliminally, not in like a direct kind of genre way, but I've been listening to Post Malone a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
And also Olivia Rodrigo. And I think they're both incredible artists and we're all big fans of them, aren't we? It's just the stuff that we've been listening to a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. I think we're very sort of hot on like melody and lyric and like pop music in general. And we take a lot of inspiration from artists like that. I think sonically, like we all loved Two Door Cinema Club.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know them?
Of
like
course,
we all grew up listening to that first record, and that's kind of, I know it's why you and our drummer Marcus wanted to
grew up listening to that and like guitar bands, you know. So the Two Door Cinema Club, for example, I think were doing something really cool back then when we were kids and picking up instruments. And
it's inspiring, isn't it? And they were so young, and it's like it makes you feel like you can maybe do it as well. Mm-hmm. And going to Reading Festival, which we all did because we were all local to it,
mm-hmm.
I feel like when you start seeing bands you look up to so close to home, it makes it feel like it's realistic and you can do it, and it almost gives you a bit of a fire in your belly. Certainly mm-hmm. that's what happened with us.
Yeah.
So but guitar music in general has been a big inspiration, but also pop music as well.
Yeah. But I was wondering about if you sit in the Nightliner and drive from one city to the other, who's responsible for the music? Are you like,
everybody? On the bus?
Yeah.
We don't really listen to music, do we, mate? We play it every night.
Although I will say though that our like pre-show ritual is that we have like a little speaker and our bass player, Rue, he's like the playlist guy. So he puts his playlist on. It's like a bunch of our favorite songs. So I guess like if we listen to music together, it's normally him who's like deciding what's going on.
Okay.
Try and guess the song. What song do you think we walk just before we go on stage every night? We listen to one song. I know there's millions of songs in the world, so this is the hardest question ever, but you'd never guess it.
It's like the final song that we listen to.
And we
have to listen to it last.
I know we're on the radio, so I'm pretending to walk, but we walk with it. And like we listen literally just outside where we walk on.
Okay.
To the very end.
What song could it be?
It's think like old.
Think old school
disco,
band.
Yeah, disco kind of.
Old disco.
Oh, is it something like ABBA?
Oh,
close.
Begins with B, the band name.
Boney M?
No.
It's the Bee Gees.
It's the Bee Gees?
Staying Alive. Yeah. I still don't actually know the lyrics to that song. I just sort of hum along.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so good.
Just right before you go
yeah.
on stage.
Yeah, we love it. It just makes us feel really like, it's just such a happy, like...
Yeah.
And it wasn't always that. Like, it's changed, but like, I feel like we've landed on that and I feel like it's so beautiful every time. We're just never going to change it now.
This ritual.
We're just doing like disco dancing like idiots, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
It's good times, though. Good times.
Oh, beautiful. What are your plans for after the tour?
We're back to recording and writing lots of new music to get sort of down, pen down and all that.
Yeah. We're doing a UK tour as well. So yeah, doing a sort of our biggest ever UK tour to date, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like Clem said, just recording, writing and also releasing lots of new music sort of throughout the year. And then currently the diary at the end of the year is relatively empty, which is exciting, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we actually don't really know past all the next 4 or 5 months, but that's great. That's what we love about our job. Sometimes it's like you don't know what's around the corner. So
you guys must be spontaneous.
Yeah, I'm not that spontaneous a person. I think this gives me enough of that in my life. So. Yeah, yeah. You are though, aren't you, Tommy?
I am. Yeah,
you're impulsive.
Yeah, impulsive. Yeah, which is just sometimes. That's why I've got so many tattoos I regret.
I also do my tattoos spontaneously all the time. Like I'm on holiday and I walk past a tattoo studio and I'm just like, I think I'm going to get a tattoo.
I'm going to get one more night tattooed on me on our next day off though.
I'm going to do it as well.
Yeah, I'm going to get it on the top of my arm because I just, not only are we so proud of the song, but this tour has been so special. I just want a timestamp on my body forever of this period because it feels very, very special.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do that. That's one I won't regret.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'm sure you won't. This has an actual meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful meaning. All right. So we are very excited to see where your journey goes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
I can't wait for the EP. I can't wait for the album, but I can't wait for your show tonight. I'm so excited.
Yes, come
on. It's going to be great. We're very glad you're
going to be right down. I want to see you right at the barrier.
I'm trying.
You will not get there.
I'm not that. I never go first row because I feel like, trying to wave at you.
We love them dearly. They sprint and they clam.
Yeah.
They sprint.
Yeah.
When the doors open, they sprint in.
Okay.
It's amazing though. It just shows how much they want to be right at the front.
That doesn't sound like me though. I'm trying to pass them. Okay. I've got three more random questions or two more actually. Super random.
Okay.
What was the last thing that you've Googled?
Can we get our phones out?
Yeah.
Let's have a quick look. I hope it's nothing embarrassing. Oh, I actually don't know. Oh, do you know what mine is?
Yeah.
So Usher performed at the Super Bowl last night and apparently there was a rumor that he was going to bring Justin Bieber out, but he didn't.
I saw those rumors too.
We love the Biebs. We're a big fan of the Biebs in this band.
I am too.
I think he's amazing. And so this morning I wanted to see when I woke up
if it happened.
Yeah. So I've Googled Usher and Bieber. it says he didn't come out basically. You know, so that's mine. What's yours?
Mine was, and I can't remember it now, but it was a German town. Someone mentioned the name of a German town to me and said, oh, it's really lovely, you should go and check it out. And I Googled it and had a look at some pictures and I was like, oh, it looks lovely. But I can't remember what it was called now.
Oh, man.
Like, I literally have no idea what, because it was obviously some
kind of
like
know where in Germany it was?
I think it was somewhere near here, which is why they said it.
Uh-huh.
They were like, oh, if you're going to Stuttgart, it might have been.
Are we south here?
Yeah.
Are we a bit near Baden-Baden?
It's up north a little bit.
Oh,
it's like two and a half hours
by car
from here.
Oh, so okay. Germany's massive, isn't it? Yeah. It's a huge country.
I know, and it's still the same state, and we have 16. Wow. But Baden-Württemberg, that's the state we're in right now, is pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But Tübingen is close to here. It's like 30 minutes,
and
it's beautiful.
That. Yeah.
The river, and then colored
houses. That might have been it. Yeah. How do you say it?
Tübingen.
Tübingen.
It's like T and then U with two dots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
B-I-N-G-E-N.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That was it. Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Well done.
There we go. Nice. You should check it out.
Yeah.
But funny, this is the first thing I've Googled when I woke up today.
Same as me. That's wild. No way. Great minds think alike.
Yeah. Okay. The next question, and it's a serious question. Do you think that the German accent in English is sexy? Does it sound sexy to you?
Like if you're speaking English, but with a German accent.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
No, it can be totally true, because I thought, okay, the reason I'm asking is that I saw a video of Dean Lewis saying right. that the German accent was so sexy to him and blah. And I was like, how?
I never really think about people speaking English in an accent. It's never really gone through my head.
I think it can be. Like, I think French, like a French speaker speaking English, but with a French accent can be perceived as sexy, the same with maybe Spanish or Germans, maybe not one I've already thought about, but I guess
whenever I hear
we have a French man on our team and he has got just the bet, and he's handsome as well, like Thomas's accent is amazing, he's so French, and like he's sexy.
he's a handsome man.
But wait, who's Thomas?
Thomas is in our team back home. He's at our label. He's lovely. He's lovely. But he's my mum flirted with him once and I was like, mother, don't do this.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we clean up this question, because I couldn't, this is the most horrible thing for me to hear somebody who's not really like really good in English and has a strong German accent to hear.
I don't really have too much of an issue with that. I don't think
we're so lazy, see, because we can't speak any languages, and so we are very we've grown to definitely be like, because some people say to us, oh, sorry, but I'm not very, my English isn't very good, and we're like,
it's definitely better than our German.
So like, do you speak any German?
I can say danke and dankeschön and hello.
I'm not very, like, I've picked up a few bits. But,
Did you do it at school?
I did. I mostly did French, though.
Yes, yeah,
so
I did
speak a bit more French than I can German.
In our school, we did, like, 2 years French and then 2 years German. And it's like, surely we should have just stuck to one, maybe even better at it.
Yeah.
Because I guess everyone learns English at school from quite a young age. And
I started in third grade, I had it until the end. So, 10 years. Yeah.
I did get taught one phrase in German, which is just so random, but it's, like, one of the only sentences I can say. Mein Krankenwagen ist kaputt.
Why? What does that mean?
My ambulance is broken.
How? Why?
I don't know. I don't even know how I came across it. Just in my brain for some reason.
Okay, is there any sentence you want to know in German?
Oh, how do we say we love you, Stuttgart? Because that might be good for tonight.
Yeah.
Wir lieben
euch.
Wir lieben euch.
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Wir lieben euch, Stuttgart.
Wir lieben euch, Stuttgart.
I'm just going to record it on my phone.
Because I love you is ich liebe dich.
Can you say it again?
Right. Ich liebe
dich.
Wir
lieben
euch, Stuttgart. Stuttgart. Yes.
Yeah, we love you, Stuttgart.
Oh, that'd be brilliant to do that. I should definitely try and do that more, actually. I'll just go, Dankeschön.
Yeah, you're good with that one.
Yeah, great.
Anything else you want to know?
Choose.
Okay. Oh, choose. Right.
Yeah. We actually have a dialect down here, and if you want to say it in dialect, you can say tschüssle.
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 Okay. Everything with le
sounds
in
like
the
tschüssle.
End.
Tschüssle.
Yeah.
Tschüssle.
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 Okay, go. Right, there you go.
Thanks for the German lesson.
Okay, guys,
there
you go. Thank you so much for this beautiful talk.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon.
We'll see you tonight.
For sure.
Tonight, and then with your next singer, with your new EP, with your album.
If you have us back, we'll be here.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Tschüssle.
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 Der Star-Podcast bei Antenne 1.